sir. We are up and recording. If you'll begin by stating your full name and title for the record, please.
My name is Scott Patrick. I'm superintendent of schools for the Warrensburg School District.
Well, Dr. Patrick, I understand there in your district there is some talk about a possible levy increase. Tell me what's prompting that conversation, if you will, please.
It's actually the proposal before our board at this time is whether or not to go out for an increase in our debt service levy, which a lot of people consider bond increases, and it's specifically for upgrading and building new facilities or remodeling and renovating existing facilities we have. So what's before the board right now is, and the decision that I'm assuming they will probably try to make at the December 16th board meeting is to is whether or not they're going to put an issue on the ballot for April of 2015, and if they do decide to do that, whether that increase will be a no tax increase, which will keep the current debt service levy where it's at, or it could be up to a 10-cent increase in the debt service levy. A no tax increase in this situation would generate about $12.5 million that could be used for construction, renovation, remodeling, and a 10-cent increase would generate somewhere around $19 million for the same types of projects.
Well, Dr. Patrick, at this point, are you ready or prepared to talk about what kind of exact upgrades or replacement of facilities we might be looking at?
What I can do is go off of our facilities committee's recommendations as well as the previous bond elections, debt service elections that we have run. And we've run this issue two times unsuccessfully. We did last April, and then we had to get in August. Those were both 12-cent ballot issues. And those issues, and there's a good possibility that if the board decides to put something on the ballot for next April, there's a good possibility they could be similar projects. And those projects include some of the following things, one being either renovating or remodeling our existing, what we call our lecture room, but it's basically our performing arts theater or auditorium at our high school, or possibly even constructing a new performing arts center. Those are kind of two opposite ends of the extremes of those types of projects, but no matter what, it will probably include some type of renovating, remodeling, or building that will affect the performing arts area at the high school. Also included at the high school will be some additions and renovations that will have a new entrance and have a more permanent, secure entrance. We've got a temporary solution right now for safety and security reasons, and so this debt service election would allow us to do some permanent type renovations as well as free up some storage space, some office space. And then along with that, we've got, and the proposal is the remodeling of existing rooms we have in the high school to basically create science laboratory areas. Currently, and since the building was built, there weren't true science labs at Warrensburg High School, so there would be two to three true science labs constructed at that site. Those are the main projects at the high school. Another project at our Warrensburg Middle School would be the addition of three classrooms, just some additional spaces for students and academic purposes, as well as extending some office space, again, creating a different entry, and just some expansion of some storage space and office space. So that's another large piece of the project, a possible piece of the project. And then a third fairly large piece is the remodeling and renovating of our current athletic facility, which would include turf on our football field, which would then become more than just a football field. It would be an all-purpose field, as well as completely having a new track around that field, and then also some other stadium renovations, which could include the construction of a new press box, some upgraded seating options there at the district stadium. So those are kind of the three main areas and things that have been on previous debt service elections, and there's a possibility that there could be some additional items, but those are the main projects that we have right now.
Dr. Patrick, I hear you talking about, in several of those instances, about additional space. Has your district seen growth over the past few years?
We actually have not. We've really kind of stayed fairly steady in terms of growth, but we've got some larger classes coming up through our elementary grades that we know that we're going to have some additional space at our secondary buildings here eventually. So that's kind of what we're preparing for right now. But overall, we've kind of leveled off and actually have lost a little bit of enrollment this year. But fairly, you know, overall, on the average, we've maintained fairly steady enrollment.
Very good. Now, I understand there's a community survey out there. Is that out there now, or has that been completed? Where are we at with that?
No, it's not completed yet, and we hope to probably have that out to our patrons by early next week.
Very good. Very good. Well, we look forward to see what your board decides and how to proceed. Anything else that you would like to add at this time, sir?
No, I don't think so. In the long run, it's just something that we feel as a district is a need, not just once, but as a need for our school district, and we'll ultimately, you know, allow our district to maintain the level of excellence and the expectations of our community.